Sweeping layoffs at the New York Daily News this week has many people asking about the value of local news. Those layoffs were decided by Tronc Incorporated. This is the company that owns the New York Daily News, along with other major local papers like the Baltimore Sun and the Chicago Tribune. The decline of local news has been happening for some time. So is this different? Kyle Pope, the editor of the Columbia Journalism Review, tells us these cuts signify a larger crisis for journalism.
I think really this gets to the question of why does news matter, you know, both in a democracy, but more importantly for this story, why does it matter for you and wherever you live? I mean, how does it make a difference to the kind of school that you send your kids to or where you choose to live or how you want your local officials to spend your money? And I think this is the conversation that we need to be having. I think as painful as it is for journalists to lose their jobs, that is not something that we're going to get people to rally around, especially in this political climate. But I think what we really have to do is shift the conversation away from that and toward what are we not going to be able to think about and do and act on if the local news goes away.
But the fact is people just weren't buying the subscriptions, right? So why is the kind of local journalism that the Daily News represented, why is it losing in the marketplace of ideas?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, and it does get to, are we giving people the kind of news that matters to them? Obviously, a lot of this conversation gets tangled up quite quickly in national politics and Trump and the election. And I don't think the Daily News story is about that. But one of the things I think we learned in that conversation is that a lot of the journalism that a lot of journalists were doing, which is about the sort of horse race of politics or the sort of process of politics, wasn't really what people wanted to read. I mean, they wanted to read about taxes, they wanted to read about healthcare, they wanted to read about school policy, and those stories weren't being done. So I think there's some fault in a very broad way in terms of what people are writing about, but this is the case that we now have to engage in.
What about all of the new digital news sites that seem to be popping up everywhere? Because it does feel like there are an awful lot of sources of news these days, and many of them are trying to be these hyper-local sources of information that are supposed to fill the void when local papers shut down. Are they not cutting it?
The notion that there is this sort of healthy infrastructure of hyper-local digital sites, that's not happening. There are a lot of sort of one- and two-person blogs out there that actually do quite well, but those places are incredibly resource constrained and frankly just don't have the sort of heft to give you the kind of reporting that people need and are looking for. So I think, you know, there was a long period of time where we as journalists thought that it was a given that people understood why what we did was important. I think one of the things that's been clear really over the last 2 years is that that is not a given. The very notion that even that journalism or a free press as an institution is important, even that is not a given. So I think there's a sort of rallying cry now. We've moved away from, isn't it terrible that we're losing their jobs? We've moved away from, you know, what is the business model? Because, you know, I don't think there is a clear answer for that yet. And I think the discussion we need to be having now is, here's why what we do matters.
Kyle Pope is editor-in-chief and publisher of the Columbia Journalism Review. Kyle, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.